ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமுதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So we saw in page number 282, the teacher's instructions for the student itself reveals that it is important that a student should not leave the Gurukulam without having discovered the desire for dharma. So dharma jignyasam akrutva gurukulat na samavartitavyam. It should not be returned by a student from the Gurukulam without having an understanding on his part that one should know dharma. Knowing dharma is actually implies what? Living a life of dharma also. Shastram does not want us to know dharma. Knowing dharma implies living a life of dharma, which means the person knows, should leave the Gurukulam with an understanding of the knowledge of the dharma, the value of dharma, so that it is, he will make it a point to not compromise with dharma at all in any of, during any lifetime, any situation. Okay. So we saw on page number 283, when Shankara Bhagavatpada makes that comment, that it is important that students should not leave the Gurukulam. The student should not be sent by the teacher without creating in him the desire for knowing dharma, desire for living a life of dharma, without taking him the knowledge of dharma, the value of dharma. So that Shankaracharya presents a quotation from Smriti Apastamba Sutram. Buddha Karmani Kurvita Iti Smritescha. See, Smritescha means Smritehe Vakyam. Adhyaharam. Okay? Smritehe Vakyam. This is a statement of Smriti. Smritehe Cha Vakyam. And there is also a statement of Smriti. When a Smriti says something, we have to obey. Because Smriti's teaching is nothing but Shruti's teaching. Whatever Smriti teaches, we obey, because Smriti's teaching is nothing but Shruti's teaching. Smriti's statement is what? What is a Smriti? He is quoting from Apastamba Sutram. Okay, that Smriti is a big ocean. Swamiji used to tell me, oh, Smriti, Smriti Granthas, we have ocean. I mean, huge literature we have. Then one specific literature is, specific sutram is called Apastamba Sutram. So that is said, Buddhva Karmani Kurvita. Karmani Kurvita means one should perform action. One should perform action means one should perform ritual. It implies both, one should perform a ritual, one should perform even mundane activity or a religious activity, secular or sacred activity, one should perform. How? Buddha, knowing what he is doing. Knowing, one should perform any action, knowing what he is doing, how should he should be doing, what is the purpose of he is doing it, doing. Everything must be, one must be aware how he is doing. One must be aware of one's actions. One must be aware of the purpose of one performing even a ritual. In a ritual also, what is the lakshyam? What is the benefit he is expecting? Which devata he is invoking? Race of devata he is invoking? What mantra he is chanting? How it should be performed? What is the benefit? What should not be committed? What should be committed? What should not be omitted? So everything must have correct and clear understanding of the ritual. Similarly, in mundane life also, one must be clear about whatever one is doing. So one should start perform rituals after having thoroughly known about them. Buddhva jnatva eva karmani kurvita. See, that itself, if you go below, there is a Tikakara's information in Sanskritam given. The Apastambastu Sutram is further explained by a Tikakara. Tikakaraha is the Tika, author of the Tika. A commentary upon Bhashyam is called a Tika. So there's another word I want you to read. Nacha Veda Dhyananantaram. Veda Adhyayana Anantaram. Veda Dhyananantaram. After the Vedic learning. Acharyena Anujnato. Acharyena Anujnataha. Permitted by the teacher. Acharyena Anujnataha. Permitted by the teacher. So after having completed the study of the Veda, Vedic chant, Veda Adhyayanam, having completed with the permission of the teacher or permitted by the teacher, Acharyena Anujnato, Acharyena Anujnataha, Acharyena, I'm reading page number 283, the last note, small letter, Sanskritam, the small letters are there. Are you able to find? Acharyenanujnatah daran ahritya daraharanam. Daranam aharanam means getting married, having wife in life. Okay, daraha, I want to tell you, daraha is only one word, nitya bahuvachana shabda, always. Only one wife, only meant by plural expression. Daraha should not be mistaken for plural word. Okay, daraha means one wife. Daran, and then is very funny. Daraha means wife. Nitya bahuvachana shabdaha. It's the masculine gender word. Funny thing. Okay, daran. That is daran ahritya. Now, having taken wife, it will mean is having taken accepted wife in life, means having got married, having a wife. Mimamsaya, that is why any woman who comes and lives with you cannot be accepted as a woman, wife. Wife means she who has come to the husband's house with the proper acceptance of the parents, of society, of Bhagavan's grace, all Devatanam, Devata's Sakshi, she must come to the house. Therefore, Daran Ahritya, one thing she is called Dara, Patni. Okay, Mi Mamsaya, Karma Vabodham Sampadayatu. So then, after having married, he says what? Mi Mamsaya, through analysis. Mi Mamsa means analysis, through analysis. How karma avabodham sampadayatu, may one earn the knowledge of karma also. So adhyenam a person does, he only learns mechanically, he memorizes the text. So vedadhyenam means only having the text memorized in one's mind is vedadhyenam. That itself is a great discipline, great achievement. Mantras are their own power. But Shastram says, after the Vedadhyayanam, then a person should get married also. And after having married, the person should make all possible efforts to understand the meaning of the Vedas. Veda mantras he has learned. And understanding the meaning of the Veda mantras is what? Analysis of the meaning of the mantras. So, Mimamsaya, through the analysis, karma avabodham sampadayatu, let the person also earn the knowledge of karmas. Tada, then what happened? Tada, then, தத் சம்பாதனே அபி ஈவன் இன் கெய்னிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி கர்மாஸ் ஆல்சோ ந புத்வா இதி ஸ்மிருதி விரோதா இதி வாச்யம். Therefore, there also, there is, if a person does it, there is no contradiction with the Smriti statement, which means one must definitely understand the meaning of the mantras, what, okay, so that he will know what he is doing, he will know the, how he should be doing everything. Only if a person does that, then a person's life does not contradict Smriti's teaching. If a does not make an effort to understand the meaning of the mantras through Mimamsa, Mimamsaya yadi karma avabodham na sampadayati, tarhi smriti virodaha, then that person contradicts the Smriti's teaching. This is what should be understood. Iti vachyam. Okay. Dara sangrahana sangrahanantaram. Dara sangrahanantaram. Nitya naimittikanushtana avashyam bhavena. After the marriage, look at this. Dara sangrahanantaram. After having got wife in life, the person is qualified to do nityanamittika karmas. Until marriage as a brahmachari, he is not qualified to do karma. He must be the qualification to perform many rituals is that he must be married, he must have a wife. Therefore, nitya naimittika anushtana avashyam bhavena, as there is importance, necessity, compulsion of the following of the nityanaimittika karmas, punaha tasya gurukulavasa asambhavat. Again, it is not possible for him to go and live in the gurukulam. Two reasons. Why? After the marriage, after having got his wife, it is important, it is necessary, it's a compulsory for every grihastha to perform nityanaimittika karmas. So nitya naimittika karmas cover what? All panchamaha yajnas. One reason, he must perform. Second reason is what? After the marriage, gurukula vasa asambhavat. Then impossible to go back and live in a gurukulam again. Okay? Grihastaha means no more living in gurukulam. Therefore, prageva, beautiful. Before he gets married, before he enters into grihasthashrama itself, karma vabodha sampadaniyaha, one must gain the knowledge of karma. No? Knowledge of karma must be earned, acquired, even before the marriage itself. Iti bhavaha, that is what is implied here. Okay. Next, I'm moving on to page number 284. Are you all with me? Please nod your heads, because it's difficult for me to understand you. Okay. If any doubt, when I'm reading, if you have any doubt, please just tell me, I can repeat. Katham anushasti, now finished. That part is over. Katham anushasti, now vedamanu chacharyonte vasinamanushasti. We have understood so many words now, already commentaries. Already so much commentary has gone on the first line. Now still we are in the first line only, anushasti. Now anushasti is taken. So now he's asking, katham anushasti, how does the teacher instruct? See, it is not simple instruction, the instruction which should be strictly followed choicelessly. That is why the verb anushasti is used. Okay. The instructs means instructs, the instruction is given in such a way that it should be followed. Satyam vada yatha prama. Now, what does the teacher instruct? how does the teacher instruct? Now, satyam vada, he moves on to satyam vada. Yatha pramanavagatam vaktavyam tadvada. What is satyam? You must read the meaning of every word. Satyam is the mantra vakyam. And what is Shankaracharya's commentary? Please don't waste time watching somewhere else, something else. Very important this is. Okay? You have to see Shankaracharya's heart. Satyam vada means what? Yatha pramanavagatam vaktavyam tadvada. Pramana avagatam, pramana dvara yatha avagatam. Tadvada avagatam vaktavyam chavada. See, vaktavyam chavada. One must speak only what should be spoken. Vaktavyam vada. Don't speak everything you know. Okay? Don't speak everything you know. What, even if you know, what should be spoken alone should be uttered. Why? Because what should be uttered means, what should be uttered must be relevant, useful, purposeful. That only must be uttered. That should be non-hurtful also. Now he says, pramana avagatam, yatha pramana avagatam. See, pramanena avagatam. Avagatam means anything which has been understood through pramanam. What is pramanam? Valid means of knowledge. Pramanena yatha avagatam tatha vaktavyam. As one has understood something through a proper valid means of knowledge, that only must be spoken. But it means what to speak must be, you must be 100% clear that what to say is real. What to speak is the truth. And what to speak is the truth. How do you know the truth? You have arrived at the conclusion of what to speak being the truth based on the valid means of knowledge. You are relying on valid means of knowledge. Yatha pramanavagatam vaktavyam. So whatever a person comes to know through, arrives at through a valid means of knowledge, and that what should be spoken alone must be spoken. Tadvada, may you speak that what should be uttered, not everything else. And that what you utter also must be the truth which has been arrived at through the valid means of knowledge. Yatha pramanena, pramanena avagatam, yatha pramana avagatam. Okay. Tadvat. Similarly, in the same way, adepolave, tadvat, dharmam chara. So, dharmam chara. Literally means what? Chara, second person imperative, singular verb, present tense verb, you know, chara, charati, present tense verb, chara, charasi, present tense verb, chara, imperative verb. Chara, may you follow dharmam, dharma, dharmam chara. Okay, dharmam chara means what? It is said, dharmaha, see, dharma ityanushteyanam, samanya vachanam. Anushteyanam samanya vachanam. It's a general expression for all the values which should be strictly followed. Anushteya. Anushteya is what? Potential passive participle. Anushteya. Which should be followed. Anushteya means with that which should be followed. See, anutishtati. Anutishtati follows. Anutishtati, Vedam anutishtati means follows the Veda. Anushtatavyam. Okay, when you change the tavir, it becomes what? Ta. Anustatavyam. Anustatavyam becomes anushtatavyam. Then anushteyam. Anushteyam like a karyam, deyam, payam, like anushteyam. So anushteyani means there are all the universal values which should be followed. Anushteyanam, sarvesham anushteyanam samanya vachanam is a one common general word for all the values which should be strictly followed. Dharmaha iti, the word dharma, thus the word dharmaha implies what? Samanya vachanam, it's a one word of all the values to be followed. What are they? Satyadi visesha nirdeshat. Because visheshataya nirdishtaha, this word specifically mentioned. What has been specifically mentioned? Satyam. See, satyam, ritam, etc. Satya adi, satyam, truthfulness in speech. Then living one's life in keeping with one's knowledge of right and wrong is satyam. Okay, so rutam is knowledge of right understanding of the teaching is rutam, and living one's life in keeping with one's right understanding is satyam. Satyam also means truthfulness in speech. So satyadi vishesha nirdeshat, visheshataya nirdeshaha, there's a specific mention, specific instruction, specific mention of values such as satyam. There is a specific mention of values such as satyam. Therefore, what? The word dharmaha stands for, it's a vachanam, samanya vachanam, it's a general expression for what? For all of all the values should be followed. Anushteyanam sarvesham dharmanam samanyam vachanam dharmaha. So samanya dharmaha we have. What are the samanya dharmaha? Samanya dharmaha, vishesha dharmaha, and then vyaktigata dharmaha. Three types of values we have. Vyaktigata dharmaha, individual values. Then vishesha dharmaha, cultural values. And the samana dharmaha, universal values. And the universal values have to be followed by all people of all cultures, of all places, of all times, choicelessly, irrespective of whether one likes or not, they should be followed. That's called samanya vachanam, the universal values. Cultural values, other people do not follow what you follow. So vyaktigata dharmaha, once your individual values, whether others follow or not, you can follow, you do not follow, doesn't matter. But as see that one strictly follows universal values. Okay. Page number 286. I'm moving on to next line of Bhashyam. Swadhyayat, pramaditavyam. He takes that word swadhyayat. What does it mean? He says adhyaya, adhyayanat, swadhyayaha, swadhyayaha, swadhyayaha. So study of the Veda, a part of the Veda, the branch of a Veda which one is supposed to study is Swadhyayaha. And he says Adhyayanat. See, Swadhyayaha is a masculine gender noun. Adhyayanam is a neuter gender noun. That's all. Adhyayanat. From the Swadhyayaha, from learning. From learning means what? From chanting. Adhyayanam here means thoughtfully, attentively, focused attention, placing the mind in what one is reciting, recitation of mantras with focused attention is called adhyayanam. So mechanically, if you recite, it's called not adhyayanam. Okay? It's called, see, there's no meaning. Adhyayanam means reciting the Veda mantra with the great reverence, thereby having the attention in what one is chanting. It's called adhyayanam. So adhyayanat ma pramadaha means ma pramadam ma karshihi. So pramadam ma karshihi means may you not do any indifference, may you not be indifferent. So may you not be indifferent means pramadaha ma astu. Let there not be indifference on your part towards what? Towards the nitya anushtanam. Nitya anushtanam means what? Daily performance. Performance of what? Recitation of the mantras, Veda mantras. So, nitya parayanam, Veda parayanam of one's own shaka should not be given up. One should really pay attention to this. Being indifferent means without reverence, ignoring, carelessly, forgetting to do, etc. is called pramadaha. But being indifferent. So with that, let there not be any indifference on your part. That see that you do not deviate from the discipline of regularly reciting the Veda mantras with focused attention. Adhyanat ma pramadaha. Ma pramadaha. Pramadam ma karshihi.
What is karshihi?
See, karshihi seyya vendam. Karshihi seyya vendam. Seyya vendam. Ma karshihi. See, karshihi, the kru dhatoho, the ling rupam. Ling rupam. Second person, ling rupam. Acharyaya. See, ma kuru. The mangama. See, ma kuru. Ma kuru is what? Imperative. Ma karshihi is a ling. It's called actually ashir ling shabda. Ma karshihi. When I do ling, I'll explain to you. But now you can take it ma kuru. Acharyaya. I'm going moving on to page number 287. Acharyaya. Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum mavyavachetsihi. Now he's moving on to next mantra. See, please keep track of mantras also, okay? Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum mavyavachetsihi. Further, he takes acharyaya. Okay, acharyaya, fourth case, you know very well. Shankaracharya knows, people know very well Sanskritam. But still, acharyartham. Acharyaya means acharya nimittam, for the sake of the teacher. Acharyartham. So you can go and give the money to the teacher for somebody else also. See how specifically mentioned. You can go and give the money to the teacher and tell the teacher, teacher, please give this money to somebody else. It is not like that. Acharyartham is given specifically for him. Not only to him, it is given to him, given for him also. So acharyartham for whom? Acharyaya means money is given not to somebody else, to the teacher. It is given to the teacher, okay, for whom? For what purpose? For his purpose only. For him only. Acharyartham. Okay. Priyam. Ishtam. Priyam means what? Priyam literally means dear. Desired. Ishtam. Desired. See, Priya is also actually potential past participle. Priya. So priyam, which used as a priyam, is used for as an adjective as dear. So priya means desired, ishtam virumbapatta, dhanam ahritya. He does not translate the word dhanam. He translates the, he writes the meaning for the word ahritya, dhanam ahritya, dhanam aniya. Aniya, having brought the money, desired money, that money desired by the teacher, having brought that money for his sake, dattva, then giving him that money. Kimartam danam, why should you give the money? It is said, vidya nishkriyartham. Vidya nishkriyartham, beautiful. Vidya nishkriyartham. See, vidyayaha nishkriyartham. See, acharyaha vidyam nishkritavan. Means nishkritavan means acharya gave the teaching. And the student nishkritavan. Nishkritavan, the student has received the learning from the teacher. Acharyaha dattavan, student nishkritavan. So nishkriyate, anishkriyata, now nishkriyartham. So nishkriyartham, for having received the teacher. Vidya nishkriyartham. Okay, for having received the teaching, now for the teacher, this person brings and gives money. Okay, then next, he says, see, acharyaya priyam dhanam ahritya. Next is what? Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. Now he comments upon prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. What does he say? So may you not break the lineage of family. For that, now Shankaracharya writes, how can a person not break the lineage of family? He says, acharyena cha anugnyataha. Anugnyataha, see, anujanati, permits. Anugnyataha, permitted. Anujanati, present tense verb. Okay. Anvajanat, past tense. Anugnyata, permitted. Acharyena anugnyataha. Even today, in India, we have this custom. Okay. Permitted by the teacher. Permitted by the teacher, this person goes and gets married. Even today, even if they cannot go to Kanchi Mutha Shankaramat, the wedding cards, they'll put the name. Okay. Kanchi Acharya, Acharya's, with the blessings of Acharya, we're organizing this marriage. Even today, Indian custom is that. In the wedding cards, we can always see, they'll put some Acharya. They might not have gone also. They would have accepted the girl on their own. But still, they'll put the name for blessings. The culture is there even today in India. So, acharyena anugrihitaha. So, with permitted by the teacher, means with the teacher's permission, anurupan daran ahritya, having selected a suitable girl. That is the most difficult thing, isn't it? Anurupan daran. Shankaracharya, how he died at the age of 32. Can you believe? 32, he was such a young man, died the prime of youth. And he writes, anurupan daran ahritya. I can't believe what a maturity he had.
Rupan.
Having accepted a suitable, mentally compatible person, wife in life. Anurupan daran. See, Pooja Swamiji exaggerates on this point. No, not. I haven't read here what I heard from him, I'm telling you. So marrying a girl who is culturally, there's no cultural variation without having any cultural variation. Not that no girl is bad or good. Better suits take somebody. Anurupaha daraha means taking accepting a person who respects your cultural values, but whose own cultural variation is does not cause any problems. A vegetarian marrying a non-vegetarian is a problem. That's all anurupan dharan. Okay, anurupan dharan ahritya. So having married a suitable compatible woman, wife, prajatantum, move on to prajatantum, praja santanam. Please make it a point. Tantuhu, I told you already, thread. Prajatantuhu, the thread of progeny. What is praja santanam? Praja santanam also, proximity, continuity. Santanam means what? Santanoti means continues, perpetuates. So santanam, sam is a prefix. Santanudatu, santanam, praja santanam, lineage, continuous lineage of progeny. Praja santanam, ma vyavachetsihi, may you not break. Vyavachedanam ma kuru. See that the chinati, avachinati. So vyavachinati. We avachinati, vyavachinati. Ma vyavachetsihi. May you not break, cut the lineage of family, progeny. Now he says, Prajasantatihi. See, santanam, new to gender word. Santatihi, feminine noun. Santanam, santatihi. Shankara mentions both the words. Same meaning. Santatihi, feminine strilinga shabdaha. Santanam, apusakalinga shabdaha. So, prajasantatehe. Positive case. Vichittihi. See, vichittihi noun again. Vichittihi. Vichittihi breaking. Vichittihi breaking. Cutting. Cutting of prajasantatihi. Prajasantatehe vichittim. Vichittihi na kartavya. So, breaking of the lineage of progeny, breaking of the lineage of progeny should not be done. Clean passive voice sentence with the potential passive, the passive participle. Look at this. Na kartavya should not be done. What should not be done? Breaking should not be done. Breaking of what should not be done? Prajasantatehe. Breaking of the lineage of progeny. Prajanam santatehe vichittihi na kartavya. So santatihi, vichittihi, they are all strilinga shabdas. That is why here vichittihi na kartavya. Vichedanam na kartavyam. Okay. So breaking of the lineage of progeny, family lineage should not be done. Typical passive voice sentence. Okay. I'm moving on to page number 288. See, I'm trying to give literal translation. You can get the Bhavartha reading Swamiji's book. In page number 288, Shankaracharya gives suggestion. Okay, he goes little out. He goes out of the track of the mantra. Why? Shastram says, the mantra says, no, acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum mavyavachetsihi. So it implies so much. Go out, earn money, bring, give money to the teacher, then go back, get married. No, don't delay. Get married, have children, so that you contribute for the perpetuation of family. That is also for what? Two reasons. For preserving the family values. For dharma to be protected, dharmi must be protected. For the protection of dharmis, you must have progeny. For progeny, you must get married. To get married, you must choose a good wife. Do all these things. Suppose the person does not have children, what should you do? He gives instruction. Okay? Anutpadyamane pi putre sati saptami comes now. You can make out. Anupadyamane pi putre. Are you following page number 288? See, putraha na utpadyate. Look at this. Putraha na utpadyate means son is not produced. Simple passive voice sentence. Putraha na utpadyate. Son is not produced. Not created. Utpadyate. Utpadyamane putre. Utpadyamanaha means what? Putraha utpadyamanaha means son is being produced. Putraha utpadyate, son is produced. Putraha utpadyamanaha asti means son is being produced. Na utpadyamanaha, not being produced. When a son is not born, putre na utpadyamane, how to say, anutpadyamane api putre. Even when the son is not born, even if progeny, one does not have progeny. Sati saptami. Anutpadyamane putre, when the son is not produced, means literal translation. When one does not have progeny, what should you do? Don't ignore. Putra kamyadi karmana. By performing appropriate ritual, such as putra kameshti. Putra kamya karma means putra kama ishti. Putra kamya adi karmana means the karmas performed for the sake of having progeny. Karma performed with a desire to have a progeny is called putra kamya karma. Any ritual performed with the desire to have progeny is called putra kamya karma. And putra kamya karma is putra kama ishti. So putra kamyadi karmana, by performing a ritual specifically for having progeny, such as putra kameshti, tasya utpattau means tasya putrasya utpattau, in producing, utpattihi, production, producing, tadutpattau, in production, in producing that son, locative case, in producing that son, in producing progeny, that progeny, yatnaha kartavyaha, effort must be done, effort should be done, yatnaha kartavyaha, effort should be done, iti abhiprayaha. This is what is intended. Iti abhiprayaha. Thus is the abhiprayaha. Thus is the intention. Thus is the contention. Inbadan karthu. Iti thus abhiprayaha. Contention. Intention of this. That is the intention of the teaching, the teacher's instruction. That is the contention of the teacher's instruction. what does it mean? Even if a person, suppose anutpadyamane pi putre, even when the son is not born, progeny is not there, putra kamyadi karmana, by performing the ritual such as for specifically for putra kam putras, tad utpattav yatnaha kartavyaha, effort must be done in producing child. What is the literal translation? Tad utpattav is a compound word. Tasya putrasya utpattav tad utpattav. In producing the progeny, effort must be done. You know, one must make all possible efforts to have progeny. If one does not get at all, then take it as prasada. Next.
Sorry, I just ask you a question.
Yeah?
You said anutpadyamana, and what was the other one? Utpadyamana.
Yeah, na utpadyamana is equal to anutpadyamana. Satyam, asatyam, like that. Dhritam, andhritam. Like that, anutpadyamana. See, when child is not there, when one does not have a progeny. So I turn it literally so that you can get it. Next. Praja, prajanana, prajati. No. We say, we saw three words there in the Kamantra.
Acharyaya priyam dhanamahut ahritya prajatantum mavyavachetsihi.
Remember the mantra? Then. Okay, he is mentioning first itself now, all three words together. Praja, prajananam, prajatihi. We came across three words together. Remember, in the mantra we came across. Prajatihi, prajananam, praja. These three words, traya nirdesha samarthyat. Shankaracharya says, why he writes this commentary? If at all when a person does not have children, progeny, one must make all possible efforts, including the performance of rituals, specifically for having progeny, in terms of the putra kameshti, etc. Why he says the three factors are mentioned there. Because praja stands for progeny, prajananam stands for procreation, prajatihi stands for having grandchildren. Even Shastram talks about a person should see that one's own son also gets married and have children. Means, it's specifically for not breaking the lineage of family. That is the nirdesha samathyat. Three words are mentioned. Traya means shabdatraya. Shabdatraya nirdeshaha samarthyam. So, shabdatraya nirdesha samarthyam asti. What does it mean? The emphasis, samarthyam is emphasis. Emphasis is revealed by the three words. All three words point out the emphasis. Traya, chitrini, trayaha shabdaha, nirdishanti, samarthyam nirdishanti. Three words emphasize, the point out the emphasis. That one must have the progeny. Okay. Due to the emphasis pointed out by the three words, progeny is emphasized. The progeny is understood. One must make efforts to have progeny. Okay, next. Anyatha. Anyatha prajanas chetyetad yekameva vakshat. Beautiful. Anyatha, otherwise, suppose the Shastram did not emphasize If the emphasis is not there on having progeny, then prajanaha cha iti yetad yekameva avakshyat. The shastram would have mentioned, okay, avakshyat, shastram would have said, avakshyat means would have said. What would have said? Yekameva, shastram would have said only one word. Yetad yekam, this one word alone, avakshyat would have said, which one word? Prajanaha cha iti. Shastram would have stopped with one word, would have said only one word prajanaha. It would not have gone to the next expression prajatihi. The very fact that Shastra moved on to next word prajatihi, instead of stopping with prajananam, with mention of one word itself, Shastra would have said only one word prajananam. It would not have said the another word also in terms of prajatihi. If Shastram does not emphasize the emphasize having progeny. Okay. I wanted to tell you one thing. Avakshyat. Now what is avakshyat? Avakshyat is a subjunctive mood. Ring lakaraha. Avakshyat. I'll tell you what is very important for you to know. In grammar class, I'm going to teach you. Sorry for people who don't like Sanskritam. See, when you say vadishyati, vadishyati, vakshyati, gamishyati, patishyati, lekishyati, neshyati. So what? It's all future tense verbs. You put akara before the root, and put the lang lakara it at the end, it becomes a subjunctive mood. Subjunctive mood means ring lakaraha. It gives you the meaning of would have gone, would have mentioned, could have done, might have done. Okay. Avakshyate, vakshyati will say a. Vakshyat, avakshyat, agamishyat, would have gone. Okay. Abhavishyat would have happened. Adasyat would have given. Like that. So avakshyat, I'm going to teach you that in class. So Shastram would have said only one word. That prajananam would have stopped with that. It would not have gone to next word prajatihi. Which means it has gone to the next word also. It also mentions about the grandchildren. Therefore, it is Shastram's emphasis is there on having progeny. Specifically for the perpetuation of dharma. Okay. Next. Homework 289. We are moving on to the next page, 290.
Satyanna pramaditavyam.
What is next mantra? Please keep track of the mantra also. Next line is what?
Satyanna pramaditavyam.
Satyat, panchami vibhakti, you all know. Na, not pramaditavyam. As I said, this pramaditavyam also is what? This is an impersonal voice sentence. Satyatna pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by anyone from the discipline of speaking the truth. It should not be deviated by anyone from the discipline of speaking the truth. Unmayilirundu nazhuvapadakoodadhu. Satyat na pramaditavyam. Satyan na pramaditavyam. Okay, next. What does he say? Pramadaha na kartavyaha. Look at this. You can make it a do verb. Okay, noun plus do verb. Pramadaha na kartavyaha. Deviation should not be done. Pramadaha. Deviation should not be done.
there should not be indifference. Swerving should not be done. Okay, next. Satyacha Pramadanam Andrita Prasangaha. Now he writes why a person should not deviate from the discipline of truthfulness. Ide Satyatcha Satyacha. Make note of Sandhi. Satyatcha Satyacha Pramadanam. See, Pramadanam, neuter noun. Pramadaha, masculine noun. Same meaning. Satyatcha Pramadanam, deviating from the truth. Okay? Deviating from the truth. Being indifferent towards the discipline of speaking the truth. Satyatcha Pramadanam is what? Andrita Prasangaha. Andrita prasangaha. See, prasangaha means context, situation. Andrita prasangaha. Andrita prasangaha means deviating from the discipline of deviating from being truthful will results in creates the situation of speaking untruth. Andrita prasangaha. See, Shastram always tells one thing. If you do not do what is right, what is definitely, you cannot remain without doing what is not right. The Shastra's compulsory, okay? If you do not do what is right, you will end up doing what is not right. Therefore, always better try to do the right. See, if you do not speak the truth, it will give rise to a situation of speaking the untruth. So, andrita prasangaha bhavati bhavishyati. Andrita prasangaha bhavishyati iti adhyaharaha. There will be a situation of speaking the untruth. Therefore, deviating from the truthfulness, from the discipline of truth, being truthful is not right. Pramada shabda samarthyat. In the word samarthyam is a noun, which means efficiency, skill, expertise. These are all different meanings. But here, samarthyam means emphasis. Samarthyat, due to the emphasis, through the expression, pramadaha, pramada shabda dwara, pramada shabdena, samarthyam prakatitam. Because the emphasis is revealed through the expression of pramadaha. Okay. Vismrityapi. Now, I'm moving on next word. Vismrityapyanritam na bhaktavyam ityartha. So, anritam na bhaktavyam. Untruth should not be uttered, spoken at all. Poi pesa padave kudadu. Anritam na bhaktavyam. See, now you can understand tavyar, anir are always used passive voice sentences. Anritam kenapi na vaktavyam kayapi na vaktavyam. By none should the untruth be spoken. So kenapi I'm adding. Okay. Kenapi anritam na vaktavyam. Kayapi anritam na vaktavyam. Yavaralum poi pesa padakudadu. Anritam na vaktavyam. How vismritya api. Vismritihi forgetfulness. Vismritihi noun. Vismritihi. Vismaranam, forgetting. Vismritihi, forgetfulness. Vismritya api, third case. Vismritya api, forgetfully also. Vismritya api, forgetfully also. Anritam na vaktavyam. One, or you can say vismritya api. See the two ways of looking. Please be careful. Vismritihi is a noun. Vismritya, forgetfully also. Or vismritya, having forgotten. It's a noun. Suppose we take the indicable participle is what? Vismritya, marandum. Marandu kuda paisalla kudadu. Maradiyal kuda paisalla kudadu. For both the correct expressions, see. Vismritihi is a noun. The third case of vismritihi is what? Vismritya api. Even due to the forgetfulness also, because of forgetfulness also, forgetfully also, untruth should not be uttered. Or vismritya api, having forgotten also, lie should not be told. Untruth should not be spoken. Nice way of looking at it. So, vismritya, third case of vismritihi. Otherwise, vismritya, marandum. Vismritya is indeclinable participle. Okay. Vismritya api, we take it as noun and adverb. Okay. Vismritya api, anritam na vaktavyam ityartha. So, satyameva vaktavyam ityartha. Anyatha, otherwise. What will happen if I don't speak the truth? Anyatha. Anyatha is what? Indeclinable word. Anyatha, otherwise. Asatyavadana pratishedaha evasyat. See, Upanishad, asatya vadana pratishedaha eva syat. Otherwise, pratishedaha eva syat. See, pratishedaha, prohibition alone, prohibition of not spelling the lies, lie, the not speaking the truth. Prohibition of not speaking the truth alone would have been said. Okay, prohibition of the untruth. Prohibition of untruth alone is not said here. Okay, it's not simply said, well, one should not speak the truth. One should not tell a lie. There's no instruction of prohibition of the untruth. Strictly, it said one must speak the truth. That's all, there's no choice. Asatyavadana pratishedaha eva syat. Upanishad could have simply said, don't speak the truth. If he says, only pratishedaha, okay, mention of the prohibition of the act of speaking the untruth. But Upanishad did not say that. Therefore, it is compulsorily one must speak the truth. It is not even mentioned, which means one must speak only the truth. Okay. Page number 291.
Swamiji, can I ask a question?
Again?
Can I ask a question for the last one? You know, we said asatya vadana. You know, so we have to speak the truth. You know, we don't speak truth when it's when it's hurtful.
That is included already. See, what it means is you should not speak everything. That's why I said what is vaktavyam eva vaktavyam. You speak only what should be spoken. Okay? You need not speak everything. You open your mouth and speak, you must speak only the truth. Don't speak at all. I mean, there is no, see, Upanishad is so beautiful. It is said, Shankaracharya writes, Upanishad does not mention the discipline of not telling a lie. One should not tell a lie. Upanishad does not teach. Why? Because Upanishad's intention is one, there's no choice of speaking the lie at all. One should speak only the truth. No lie at all. Therefore, Upanishad did not want to mention that. Okay? Upanishad would have merely prohibited speaking untruth. Okay? But there's no mention of prohibition. That means there's no choice. One must speak only the truth. See, asatya vadana patishedaha nasti. Atas asatya vadana patishedaha syat. It could have been. It is not. Asatya vadana patishedaha nasti. Pratishedaha prohibition. Prohibition of what? Of untruth. Speaking, not speaking the truth is not there. Specifically, why? Satyameva Vaktavyam. Okay, now. Dharmana Pramaditavyam. It should not be swerved by one from the discipline of following Dharma. Okay, next. Dharma Shabdasyanushteya Vishesh Vishyatvat. Dharma Shabdasya. Anushteya Visesha Vishayatvat. So, the word Dharma has its content. Word Dharma has the content. What is the content of the word Dharma? All to be followed disciplines. Anushteya Viseshaha. Anushteya Viseshaha means the all virtues, disciplines which should be followed are Anushteya Viseshaha. All Anushteya Viseshaha, all those values which should be followed specifically for all Vishesha means specifically followed values are Anushteya Viseshaha. And all of them are meant by one word Dharma. Dharma Shabdasya. Anushteya Viseshaha Eva Vishayaha. The content of the word, one word Dharmaha, all the values which should be specifically followed. Therefore, due to the content, due to Dharma having the content of all the values which should be specifically followed, it means all the values. Is it clear? Dharmasya Vishayaha Kaha. Dharma Shabdasya Vishayaha Anushteya Viseshaha Viseshataya Anushteyaha Dharmaha. There are so many values, virtues which should be strictly followed. And all of them are meant by one word Dharma. Therefore, Ananushtanam Pramadaha. For non-following Dharma is what? Deviation. Not following Dharma is deviation. Not following Dharma is swerving. Okay? Not following Dharma is being indifferent. Sahana kartavyaha. It should not be done. Means it should not be deviated at all by one from that following the discipline of Dharma. Anushtatavyaha eva. Strictly Dharma should be followed. Anushtatavyaha eva. That eva is definitely, certainly Dharma must be followed. Don't ask any more questions. Should I follow this or not? No questions. Okay? No question. Dharma anushtatavyaha eva. My God. No doubt should be there here. No, don't bring in any contextual questions wherever Dharma should be followed. So, see, now you can understand this potential, the passive participles, this tavyar, anir, the verb roots having tavyar aniyar affixes are used always should be, must be, compulsorily, no choice. Okay. Page number 292. Kushalat. The beautiful teaching. You'll all be very happy to know. Shastram always is against self-negligence. In the name of looking after my parents, looking after mother, looking after my sister, looking after my brother, looking after my relatives, looking after my children, looking after other people, I neglect myself. No. Kushalat. Na pramaditavyam. Kushalan na pramaditavyam. Kushalam literally means wellness. Kushalam means wellness. But here, Kushalam Shankaracharya writes, Atmarakshanam. Atmarakshanam eva kushalam. Atmarakshanam means what? Not consciousness rakshanam. Consciousness does not require any rakshanam. Understand? Atma does not mean consciousness, yourself. Atmarakshanam, self-protection. Atmarakshanat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by anyone from the act of protecting oneself. If necessary, you must be very defensive. Need not be offensive, but should be defensive. You must know how to protect yourself depending upon the context. Don't allow yourself to be offended, afflicted. The one reason. Another thing is what? One should not neglect one's wellness. There should not be self-negligence on one's part. Mahapapam. You know that? Self-negligence is mahapapam. You ignore yourself. That's not right. So, atmarakshanartham. Atmarakshanarthat karmanaha. Please make a note. Atmarakshanam, self-protection. Atmarakshanartham kriyamanam karma. Atmarakshanartham karma. See, akshar, atmarakshanam. Atmarakshanartham kriyamanam karma. Atmarakshanartham karma. From that karma, atmarakshanarthat karmanaha. From any type of activity, action performed for the protection. Anything that one needs to do for self-protection, from that one should not deviate. Okay. Atmarakshanarthat karmanaha. Karmanaha also is Panchami Vibhakti. Na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by anyone from the act, from anything one does for the sake of protecting oneself. To in one's physical, emotional wellness must be taken care of. What there should not be self-negligence. Okay. Which implies one's physical health must be taken care of. Emotional health must be taken care of. One's needs must be taken care of. Okay, next. 293. Page number 293. Bhutyaina pramaditavyam. Mantra, remember the mantra. Bhutyaina pramaditavyam. So there. Bhutihi, Shankara Bhagavatpada first comments upon the word Bhutihi. Bhutihi is a beautiful feminine gender word. Vibhutihi, Vibhutihi, Bhutihi both mean the same with the prefix vi. Vibhutihi, Bhutihi literally means what? Prosperity, Samruddhihi, Lakshmi. Prosperity, wealth. Now, prosperity, wealth means what? Here, Shankaracharya says, anything that one has, one needs to do for one's well-being to uplift oneself in life, whatever a person needs to do to uplift oneself in life, all that is looked upon as vibhutihi, bhutihi, especially a person's natural inclinations, interests, the skills, everything is vibhuti. Suppose if you are blessed with some given skill, that is Bhagavan's vibhuti. One must try to develop it. What a teaching this is. So, tasyai bhutyai bhutyarthan mangalarthat karmano na pramaditavyam. We'll see beautifully here again extra meaning. Tasyai bhutyai. See, bhutyai is what? Bhutihi, bhutim, bhutya, bhutyai. With fourth case. Bhutyai, stilinga shabda. Mean, bhutyarthat. Bhutyartha means what? Whatever a person needs to do for one's bhutihi. See, whatever a person needs to do for enhancing the infrastructure, a person needs to live this life. Bhutihi means whatever a person needs to live, whatever infrastructure a person needs for living this life is bhutihi. So bhutyartham means for the sake of the infrastructure a person needs in life is what bhutyartham. Bhutyarthat mangalarthat karmanaha. Bhutyartham means Sankaracharya says mangalarthat. So bhutihi, he gives the meaning mangalam. Bhutihi is equal to mangalam. Mangalam means what? Anything which is good for one. Whatever is good for one. See, karma, karmanaha. So karma, which any action performed, anything done, any effort made for one's own wellness, one's enhancement for the infrastructure, one needs to live this life. Whatever one has to do, one does for the infrastructure one needs to live this life is called mangalartha, mangalartha. From such a karma, so from such an activity, effort done for having the appropriate infrastructure one requires to live this life, one should not deviate. It should not be deviated by anyone from all sorts of activities that one needs to do in order to have appropriate infrastructure one needs to live this life. You know, whatever skills, talents a person has, one must make all possible efforts to develop them, to shine. It has so much, the Tikakara's explains very beautifully also. So much is there. I just make it very small. Okay. Bhutyena pramaditavyam. Next. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Now. Tehi niyamena kartavye ityartaha. See. Niyamena kartavye. Kim kartavyam niyamena? Swadhyayaha niyamena kartavyaha niyamena. Regularly niyamaha regular. Niyamena regularly. Swadhyayaha kartavyaha. So recitation of the Veda mantras should be done. Don't ask should be done. None or not. Should be done. Regularly it must be followed. Then what should be? Pravachanam also should be done. Which means, regularly means not daily. Regularly means you should not be given it unforget, without forgetting. Regularly one must see that these two disciplines are followed. Therefore, that's why స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనం డ్యువల్, దేర్ఫోర్ కర్తవ్యే కర్తవ్యం కర్తవ్యే కర్తవ్యాని. డు రిమెంబర్ దిస్ నౌ? ఆర్ యు ఫాలోయింగ్? వై కర్తవ్యే డ్యువల్? కర్తవ్యం షుడ్ బి డన్, కర్తవ్యే షుడ్ బి డన్ డ్యువల్, కర్తవ్యాని ప్లురల్. సో ప్రవచనం కర్తవ్యం, స్వాధ్యాయ కర్తవ్య, ప్రవచనం కర్తవ్యం, స్వాధ్యాయ కర్తవ్య, స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే కర్తవ్యే. సో రెగ్యులర్ రెసిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మంత్రాస్ అండ్ ద టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మంత్రాస్ షుడ్ బి డన్ రెగ్యులర్లీ. సో రెగ్యులర్లీ మీన్స్ వాట్? విత్ నాట్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇన్హిబిషన్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి డన్. They should not be stopped. Okay, that's the meaning. It's a compulsorily. Niyamena actually implies regularly they must be done compulsorily. Niyamena actually implies compulsorily. Niyamaha means compulsion. ఓకే నెక్స్ట్ 294. దేవమితు కార్యాభ్యాం ప్రమదితవ్యం.
స్వామిని, కెన్ యూ డిక్లైన్ కర్తవ్యం అగైన్ ప్లీజ్? కెన్ యూ డిక్లైన్ కర్తవ్యం అగైన్ ప్లీజ్?
యా, స్వాధ్యాయ కర్తవ్య, ప్రవచనం కర్తవ్యం. ఇన్ డ్యూయల్ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే కర్తవ్యే, బికాస్ డ్యూ టు జెండర్, ద ఫైనల్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ డ్యూ టు జెండర్ వర్డ్, దర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కర్తవ్యే.
అండ్ ది బహువచన్
కర్తవ్యాని,
కర్తవ్యాని.
సి కర్మ కర్తవ్యం, కర్మణి కర్తవ్యే, కర్మాణి కర్తవ్యాని. కార్యం కర్తవ్యం, కార్యే కర్తవ్యే, కార్యాణి కర్తవ్యాని. ఓకే, దేవ పితృ కార్యాభ్యాం ప్రమదితవ్యం. ఇట్ ఇస్ డు దిస్ అండ్ స్టాప్. దైవ పిత్ర్యే కర్మణి కర్తవ్యే. సమ్టైమ్ హి మేక్స్ ఇట్ ఈజీ వర్డ్, హి మేక్స్ డిఫికల్ట్. ఓకే, నాట్ డిఫికల్ట్. నౌ సి, దేవ కార్యం ఇస్ కాల్డ్ దైవ కార్యం. ఓకే, see, deva, anything to be done, to be done is called karyam. Karyam means to be done, seyyapada vendiyathu, to be done. See, kartavyam karyam very close. Karyam is a potential passive participle. To be done, can be done, doable is karyam. But kartavyam should be done, can be done, doable is karyam. Kartavyam should be done. This is a small difference between ya and tavya. Now we say, now karyam, daiva karyam, anything to be done, anything pertaining to deva is daivam, daiva karyam. To be done pertaining to deva is daiva karyam. So pitra sambandhi karyam is what? Paitryam. Sorry, pitryam, not paityam. Pitryam. Pitryam means what? Pitryam means anything pertaining to pitruka. Pitrukaryam is called, see, to be done action pertaining to pita is pitryam. Pitrukaryam, pitryam. Devakaryam, daivyam. So daivyam, pitryam. Daivyam, pitryam. Separately we say, daivam kartavyam, pitryam kartavyam, daiva pitrye karmani kartavye. Karmani also is dual. Daivam karma kartavyam, pitryam karma kartavyam, daiva pitrye karmani kartavye. So anything to be done in terms of pertaining to deva, anything to be done pertaining to pitrus should be done. What does it mean? One should not deviate from one's duty towards what one has to do for the deva yagya, pitri yagya should not be given up. Ancestral worship, etc. should be done. So what should be done with reference to devatas should be done. What should be done with reference to pitru should be done. Forefathers should be done.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
I don't think you unfolded this part of the verse.
Huh?
I don't think you unfolded this part of the verse.
Okay, we have to start the mantra. Okay, now we have completed the first mantra. First mantra chanting is also over. We completed the Shankar's commentary also. Now with the next section we'll start next class. It's all right? Yeah, the second mantra we'll do next class. Now, Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramaditavyam, with that first mantra gets over. The Shastram presents it until then as one mantra. Okay, we'll do the next class. It's only chapter section, big section. And afterwards we have second.